Welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. And today's episode is going to be very personal, and it's going to be about 8 things I believe that helped me get pregnant. And if you guys don't know already, I am pregnant. And right now, when this episode airs, it will be 14 weeks and like 3 days. So, how exciting! And I know I have a lot of infertility mamas or people with endometriosis that come and listen here. So, I wanted to help give you guys some ideas if you're struggling right now with what I did. And I'm all about sharing my secrets, whatever. It's not even secrets, but whatever I do, I love sharing it with you all. So if you're new here, I'm Kathy. I'm your host. And this is a space where we talk about living a BS life, aka the bliss soft life, which is about reconnecting to your power and healing from the inside out through mind, body, and soul. Last but not least, through spirituality as well. And so I have guests and I have topics that we talk about all things holistic health to help you live this BS way where life is so much more blissful and softer when you can actually tap into your authentic true self and know how incredibly powerful you are. And so life will just be blissful and softer. So like I said, today's episode is going to be very personal. I want to share what I believe supported me in getting pregnant, especially after everything I've walked through with infertility, IVF, endometriosis, loss, and deep emotional healing. I had 2 miscarriages, one right after the IVF that I had. And through the IVF process, I only got 1 good embryo. So that was like my one chance at that time that I had during that period of time. That was so stressful. And then I had a miscarriage in 2024 in September, and that was actually naturally conceived. So I never thought I would have like a miscarriage after naturally conceiving, but everything happens in divine timing. And right now I should be able to know the sex of the baby and all the genetic testing done, but how exciting. And to be honest, I've been up and down emotionally with this pregnancy because I have a lot of PTSD from what I've been through and how I had spotting in the previous, like I said it in my previous episode, in the last couple of weeks. No, it stopped in the last couple weeks, but like before that, in more of the earlier weeks, I had some spotting and stuff, so I was like really nervous. And then I don't know, I just get some PTSD sometimes. I'm like super excited, super grateful, and I know that everything's working out, but sometimes I just like get a bit of anxiety, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like whatever. And then I have to like reframe everything. So if you're pregnant and you've had infertility and have PTSD as well as me, like just know that it's normal, but try to stay as positive as you can. And like I said in my last solo episode, if it's meant to be, it is meant to be. And you know, really, you can't do anything, and all you can do is just stay as positive as you can. That's it. So if you're listening and you're on your own fertility journey, I see you. I know how heavy it can feel. I know how isolating it can be. And my intention with this episode is not pressure, but hope, softness, and empowerment. So for a long time, I believe my body was broken. This was back in 2021 when I was not even 2021. This was back in... So I tried to conceive already in 2019. So I already thought my body was broken in 2020 because I couldn't conceive for like half a year already at that time. But 2021 was the year that I really took action. Yeah, after endometriosis, like I said, IVF, miscarriages, I was really living in survival mode. My body was on fight and flight. My body was telling me, like, whatever you're doing is not working, Kathy. Like, you're drinking, you're in a high-stress job, like, you're not loving yourself, you're putting yourself last. It was crazy. I've learned so much since then. So everything became about trying. Trying harder, tracking, controlling, forcing, and honestly, my nervous system was exhausted. So if you're like me or was like me, you'd understand like how your nervous system was. It made you just feel so anxious all the time. It was just so exhausting. But what really shifted for me wasn't one magic thing. It was a combination of choices over the last year. After my miscarriage, in September, I was like, dude, let's go back to what I did the first time around when I had Gemma. So I got a Akashic reading and they're like, yeah, you should do acupuncture again. So I went to acupuncture for like 6 months last year. And then I started going for daily walks again because after I had Gem, I stopped walking outside and I just started adding these little things that I used to do the first time around. Boom. I mean, it took a while. Not going to lie, it took like a year and 2 months for me to get pregnant again, or maybe a year and 3 months, whatever. I don't even remember, but at least it took over a year to get pregnant again. But I did keep consistent and I just believed and I implemented certain things that I did before. So it was all a combination of all the choices. So before I got pregnant, that helped me feel safer in my body, more regulated, more nourished, and more loved. So I stopped asking what's wrong with me, per usual, right? We're so used to that narrative because that's how we usually show up in life and that's what we were taught to believe. And then I started asking, how can I support my body to feel safe enough to receive, to conceive, right? And that's when things began to change. So that the 8 things I believe supported me getting pregnant was, like I said, acupuncture. Acupuncture became a non-negotiable for me, not just for fertility, but for my nervous system. Every session forced me to slow down, to lay there, to breathe, to let my body receive instead of always doing. I truly believe acupuncture helped regulate my hormones, improve blood flow, and most importantly, send a message to my body that it was safe to rest. And safety changes everything, especially when you're trying to conceive, because you want your body to know that it's safe in order to hold a little human being. And so during acupuncture, you have to lay there for 30 minutes to literally not do anything. And you know how hard it is for someone who is a high achiever who loves to do things, like laying there for 30 minutes drove me nuts, and having needles in you and then like literally you cannot move, you can't even scratch your nose. But it taught me how strong I was and how giving myself me time was so important. And I literally went every week for 6 months, every Saturday. And when I went to acupuncture, people knew me and they knew my condition, etc. And yeah, and I did tell you guys in probably an old episode of how acupuncture came about, though. So I got an Akashic reading like early last year. They're like, yeah, acupuncture is going to help you with conceiving your baby. And I knew that already because that's what I did the first time around too when I was trying to conceive Gemma. And again, this time it was so synchronistic. So I do Tao classes and there's like this, she's not a teacher, but she's one of like the speakers or whatever. And she, I guess you can consider her as a teacher, but she reached out to me and was like, how are you doing, Kathy? Blah, blah. And then she's like, I haven't seen you in classes for a while. And literally it's because it's like every other week on a Saturday and it's just a weird timing when you have kids. At like 10 in the morning, I was like, that's when Gemma needs to be doing something. She cannot be staying in a home. But anywho, besides the point, she reached out and then I told her like, hey, I've been actually quiet because I had a miscarriage and I'm just taking time for myself and just trying to hang out with family. It's been kind of hard over here. And then she goes, oh my gosh, Alice, her sister is actually a acupuncturist. And I was like, what in the world? It was so synchronistic. And then so she goes to this acupuncture school literally like 5 minutes from my house. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did not even know it existed. So it was so close. And since it's like an acupuncture school, like they really care about their patients. And it's so cheap. Like literally, it's just worked out so synchronistic. So that just showed me that I was on the right path. It was insane and in divine timing. And I just really credit acupuncture for helping me get to this point right now. So I can't believe that I'm pregnant sometimes. I still forget that. And I just can't wait till I can hold my baby in my arms. Like, huh. Then I will be so much more relieved, you know? Okay, so number two, I ate nutrient-dense foods. I stopped restricting myself. I stopped punishing my body. Instead, I really focused on feeding my body, like nourishing it with nutrients and minerals and different foods. And instead, I focused on feeding my body and listening to it, like truly listening to it, not whatever my mouth was craving, but what my body needed. And it was like, I wanted protein, I wanted healthy fats, warm foods, real nourishment, warm water, little weird random things, but I was listening to it. And I knew that I had to fix my gut. I kept saying that. It was the weirdest thing. I was like, I knew my gut was off too. And I was like, something's weird with that. I need to like figure out what to do with that. I know when you eat nutrient-dense foods, it's not going to be perfect, but at least I was intentional. And of course, I wasn't doing it 100% perfect of the time, but at least I was being intentional and I noticed what I was trying to consume. So food became information to my body that said, you are supported, you are nourished, you are taken care of. And when your body feels supported, it opens instead of shutting down. And I started listening to my body and I added different types of fruits, like more exotic fruits. I added pomegranate to my diet, dragon fruit, all these different types of fruits too, to get more nutrients and minerals, different types. And I just felt better. It was the craziest thing. And if you're like a person that's just of habit and you just kind of eat the same things because it's just easy, and I'm that way. Okay. I usually like to just eat beans, chicken, and some type of greens or spinach. Like I used to eat the same thing all the time because I was like, oh, at least I'm eating very nutrient dense and it's, you know, easy. And I know that I'm getting my protein best, whatever. But then your body really needs different types of minerals. Like if you're not adding it into your body, then you're lacking a lot of other things, right? So it's good to like eat different types of foods. And then, you know, what I added too was lemon water in the morning. Like the first thing that I'll do is wake up, cut half a lemon, squeeze it into a cup, and then I'll put Celtic salt for extra minerals. And then I put it with warm water. And then I just chug it and I wait for like 10, 15 minutes to digest. And then I'll consume whatever I need to. But I felt like that was a great way to honestly start the day and to kind of detox my body and get ready for whatever was going to come into my body. I know this is not nutrient dense food, but I also noticed that I was fasting too. I started implementing a little bit of fasting to help with the inflammation in my body. And I noticed a shift as well, because your body is healing when you don't have food in its system. So when you eat and you're always eating, your body's job is to think of, oh, I got to process and break down the food that you just ate. But if you don't eat and you fast, Then your body has time to use the energy and cells to repair the damages that are already in your body. So I will be doing a episode about that soon. I really think that fasting is so powerful and a very fascinating topic. And I know a lot of people don't like this topic, but for me, I saw benefits. So that's kind of a little off topic, but wanted to mention that. Okay, number three, calming my nervous system. This was probably one of the biggest shifts that happened for me. I realized my body had been living in fight or flight for years, right? I had a lot of loss, trauma, grief, fear, and my body didn't know how to relax anymore. So I started doing things that signaled safety, slowing down, saying no more, letting go of pressure, being gentle with myself. Your body cannot create life when it feels like it's constantly in danger. So regulation creates receptivity. And like doing little things of calming my nervous system, it made me realize that I needed to slow down a lot more. I needed to take breathers. I needed to be more of my feminine energy, to slow down, to receive, instead of using my masculine energy of go, 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 go all the time. And then I just started, taking more time for myself to just calm down. And then, you know what? I also got rid of things that made me feel very nervous, anxious, even listening to music or news or anything or people that made me stress out. I would try to like limit that as much as possible. And I noticed that it helped calm my nervous system as well. And calming nervous system is the next thing that I did. Help calm my nervous system too. But number four thing that I did is daily 30-minute walks every day. Like, I feel like when you go out into nature and you ground yourself, it really does something to your energy. And it does something to your nervous system as well. So every single day, I walk for 30 minutes, no pressure, no tracking steps, no intensity, just movement, fresh air, and presence. And it felt good to just feel the sun hitting my face and smell the fresh air. The walking helped me process emotions, regulate my nervous system, and reconnect with my body without force. Sometimes healing doesn't look intense, it looks consistent. And walking also made me have a lot of ahas. Like, I wasn't on my phone. I was just taking time for myself and just basking in what nature had to give, like listening to the birds or feeling gratitude for the sun or feeling gratitude that I'm safe, that I can walk around. It just helped elevated my energy and vibration as well. So that was super powerful. So number five, what I did was working out also Monday through Friday. I've been working out ever since I've been 25. And now I'm about to be 38 this year. That's wild. Time flies. So I've been working out for at least, over 10 years. Every single week of my life. I don't think I've taken a break. Even when I had Gemma, I worked out the day before I had her. And then I couldn't work out for, I think, a month because I had a C-section. So that was the only time I didn't work out every week. But if I could, I would. And I know for sure movement and working out is a non-negotiable for me. But you know what changed, though, is instead of going from lifting weights, I went to yoga and did softer movements. And then now I upgraded to Pilates. So it's not as intense as lifting weights, but I feel like it's in between and it feels good. So I move my body with intention. Like I said, movement that made me feel strong, capable, and empowered. Not overtraining, not punishment, but devotion. My workouts became a way of saying, I trust my body, I respect my body, and that trust matters. And working out Monday through Friday just helped me, again, calm my nervous system in a way where I'm doing some self-love. And it helps me release endorphins in my body too. every time I work out, I just feel so good after. Even though it's a pain in the butt sometimes, I'm like, oh, I don't want to work out. But once I do it, it just feels great. All right. Number six, I actually took some Arbonne supplements. So if you've been around, my bestie sells Arbonne products. And you can take a look if you want, or if you have questions about it, you can just DM me or comment, and then I will send her information to you. But it's the craziest thing. I'll tell you a story. But what the Arbonne supplements did was it focused on supporting my body from the inside out. I use supplements that help fill nutritional gaps, support inflammation, and give my body what it needed to function optimally. Again, not magic, but supportive. I believe when your body isn't depleted, it has more capacity to create. And so I do like lunches with her and then another friend. So it was a friend of hers. And so we kind of went to lunch together. And her friend had extra supplements that she didn't use and they're about to expire. And like I said in the very beginning, I knew that I had gut issues. And I was like, I don't know how to like kind of get my gut issues going. So she gave me these supplements specifically for gut health. It was like gut specific, like to detox your gut and then like supplements for it. So I took it consecutively for 2 months because I had some and then she had some. And so I just wanted to use it all because I didn't want to waste. And I knew that there was something with this gut. And so right after when I finished using it, I got pregnant. So isn't that wild? Follow your intuition. And the crazy part of this story is she could have had any other supplements that she needed to get rid of because Arbonne has different types of things that you can do. But she specifically gave me the gut health one, like detox and gut health. And so I was like, dude, this is so meant for me. Like, what are the chances of that? Is wild. So I knew that was meant for me and another sign from the universe. Like, this is what you need to do to have your baby. You need to like clear out some stuff and get your gut microbiome going. So it was wild. And then number seven, what I did was love myself deeply. This one is emotional, okay? For a long time, I blamed my body. I was angry at it. I felt betrayed by it. And at some point, I made a decision to stop that war. I spoke kindly to my body. I touched my belly with love instead of resentment. I thanked my body for surviving everything it had been through. Love is medicine, and I truly believe my body responded to being loved instead of judged. And then it's like this feeling that you get to, and I've explained this many times, between self-love and self-care. So self-love is truly having that love, emotional peace, like you love your pet or your spouse or your kids, loving somebody else. But you have to really, truly love yourself in that emotional aspect to yourself, right? And then first time in a long time, I can truly feel that love for myself. And I haven't felt it in a long time. And then so this is like why this whole thing of everything combined got me pregnant. It wasn't just one thing, but you do see how everything is kind of interconnected as well. So when my nervous system is calm and it's not fight or flight mode, I can feel my emotions better. I'm not feeling anxiety. I'm feeling more love, more peace, more joy. And so when I'm in this calm nervous system state, I can love more. And then I have the capacity to love myself. And then I'm just like looking at my daughter too. I'm like, dude, I created her. I love her so much. And I'm like, dang, I'm so powerful. I created this little human being. And then now I'm creating another little human being. Like, how incredible am I? How incredible are women, by the way? Just want to do a shout out. And just loving my life, loving everything about myself just feels so good. And I'm not trying to be conceited, but honestly, when you truly love yourself, it's like a different level. It's a level of happiness and joy that you have for yourself. It's kind of like this contentment or peace, this feeling that you get of like, I'm not trying to impress anybody because I know that I'm already great. It just feels so good. And I mean, I'm not always in this state. It just comes and goes. But for the most part, I try to ground myself and pull myself back into this loving space for myself. Right? And it's just better than beating yourself up and always comparing and saying you're not good enough. That's exhausting. I feel that energy. And I grew up comparing myself to my twin all the time. That shit is exhausting. That energy is exhausting. And then in the end, no one's happy. But now when I'm in a loving state, man, I'm happy. Everybody else is happy around me. You emulate the energy that you want around you and people can feel it. So if you're truly happy, everybody else around you can feel that and they will be happy too. That's the power that you have. So it comes from loving yourself, taking the time for yourself. And truly, I feel like, first of all, it was taking action towards what I wanted, knowing the intention, taking the action, and then following my intuition, listening to it, and it telling me, like, your gut needs this, you need to calm your nervous system. And all these little things that added up to the miracle that I created, to the manifestation that I wanted, that's happening right now. And then again, number 8 is funny of what I did. Truly, I actually joined this leadership program and I've been talking about it the last couple of months, but it's called Heartcore Leadership. And how this was brought up to me was actually really random too. So again, my bestie, she is the master connector, literally. So she connected me to another person that she met. And so that person randomly called me and she told me about this program. And at first I was like, no. But in my gut, I just knew. I was like, why out of everybody would she call me and think of me? There is no possible way, or unless it was meant to be. So I just followed this gut feeling, even though I didn't want to, even though I knew that I'm supposed to do it. But you know, my ego was telling me, like, no, it's expensive. You don't have time. You can't do it. There was like this fear. She's like, dude, just do it. And it was a life changer. I really believe that it changed my life because it was able to help me release old stuck energy and trauma that I needed to release in order to bring in new energy. And like, this baby wanted me to release a bunch of stuff that no longer serves me. And again, if your energy is full of old trauma or, you know, old energy, how are you going to bring in the new? How are you going to bring in good new energy into your life? So you have to get rid of the old so you can bring in the new. And I truly believe that. And I got pregnant during this course, which is pretty crazy. Even crazier, right? So this was like the energetic piece that I knew that helped add up to me getting pregnant. So through Heartcore Leadership, I was able to release old trauma, stored emotions and beliefs I didn't even realize I was still carrying. Grief, shame, fear, guilt, control, judgment. Judgment is a huge thing. I didn't think I was judgmental until I realized during this course. It showed me all the blind spots that I could not see. It's crazy. But in a good way. So when we hold on to old energy, it lives in the body. And when I released it, I felt lighter, truly, more open, more trusting. I stopped gripping. I stopped forcing. I allowed. And sometimes pregnancy doesn't happen when we try harder, but when we finally let go. And I truly believe that's why it happened. And everything happened in divine timing and everything needed to happen the way it did. It's just crazy. So these 8 things, or 9 things, let's say, because 9 things is the fasting, really helped get to the results that I wanted, which is so beautiful. And just so happy, like truly happy. So if you take anything from this episode, let it be this. Your body is not broken. Your journey is not behind, and healing is not linear. Creating life, whether that's a baby, a dream, or a new chapter, requires safety, nourishment, love, and trust. If you're on this path right now, please be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. And remember, everybody's journey is different. So tap into your intuition, truly. Tap in to see what your guides, angels want you to do. And I listened to it, right? My whole journey was following little breadcrumbs that they were giving me, right? Like this course came out of nowhere. But then I followed my gut to go with that course. And that really was one of those pieces, I really think, like a big, huge piece that I needed for it to happen in my life. So releasing all that old energy. And then the acupuncture story that I told you, like how synchronistic and divine. Like it's literally down the street right there. And I knew her. Like what? Crazy. Right? That shows me I'm on the right path. It's so beautiful. Like you keep getting reminders and you can always ask for help if you need it. And, okay, I know this is kind of off topic, but I think I told you guys a story about asking angels and guides, your angels and guides, for help. So my story is that I never saw this happening, but somebody told me that if you ask your angels and guides and you say it out loud, they will help you. And so I was going to the airport last year and everything was against me to be super late for my flight. It was like early in the morning, crazy traffic time. And then we needed to check in the bags because I have my daughter with me. And so I had a big suitcase and you need to be there at least 30 minutes before the flight or else, right, they're not going to help you out. So it's like, oh my gosh, we literally have like, what, 40 minutes to get to the airport and maybe like 50, okay? And I was like, we're going to be so late because traffic's going to take at least 30 minutes. We're going to miss our flight. And for some reason, there was traffic, but the carpooling kept going. And we arrived at the airport on time. For some reason, it took us like 20 minutes, even though in traffic, it could have been longer or double. It's supposed to be double that time. And then check-in, like when you want to check in the bags, there was no line, literally. And after I looked behind me, there's like a big, huge line. So that saved me so much time. We were able to get our bags in time to get checked into the, you know, for our flight. Like it went so smooth. And then, of course, like you go into security and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's probably going to be a long line. And there was a long line for the regular line, but luckily I signed our family up for, you know, the fast security check-in. And there was no line. And they had like two lanes or three lanes open. So we didn't have to wait. It was insane. Like we got through the gate and everything in like less than 10 minutes. So we made it to the gate with at least 10 minutes to kill before we had to board, you know, stand in line for boarding. So then my husband was able to actually get some breakfast for my daughter. Like, okay, just the story itself was wild. Like everything was against me, but I asked angels and guides to make sure we make the flight and everything's going to be okay. And it did. And then, so I knew this experience happened. And then I told my client to practice this because he really wanted a new car, this specific car. And he's like, dude, it's going to be really hard to get. We're 10th in line for the wait list. And I wanted to get it, this car, before the end of the year, just for tax purposes, etc., whatever. So he had his reasoning. And he put his name in the beginning of December. And I was like, dude, in a session, we literally asked angels and guides for help. And literally on the last day, December 31st, he was about to get a different car, or the same car, but a different color he didn't really want. And right when he was about to sign the paper, the guy checked and was like, whoa, actually, there's a car that you, the color black on black. Like, do you want that instead? And then my client was like, whoa, that's the car I was trying to wait for. Like, I want that black and black one. Like, he got the car that he wanted and manifested. Isn't that wild? Like, in divine timing, and he had no idea that that was going to happen. And I just knew it was, because if you're intentional and you ask your guides and angels for help, they will. And they will show you in the most divine, crazy, but exciting way. Literally the last day. And he was about to sign for something else. Like, what? See? They're here to help you. So if you really, truly want a baby, and I know that's one of the hardest things to ever, like, imagine getting, because it's not just taking the action, right? But you got to have higher source give you this. But if you truly believe that it will happen for you and take the intention and you're taking action into truly wanting it, you'll manifest it. And I'm just literally an example of what magic can happen at any moment in time if that's what you truly want. And then the crazy part is, through my own experiences and what I've learned, I get to teach that to other people, and then they get to manifest and create magic in their daily lives. It's so beautiful to see, honestly. So if this episode resonated with you and you're craving support, whether emotional, spiritual, or energetic, I'd love to walk alongside you. You can book a one-on-one session with me or book an angel card reading with me through the links in the show notes below. And if you're truly wanting to create magic and you think that I can truly help support you, I'm here for you. And I got you. And if you felt seen today, please share this episode with someone who needs hope. Because if you share it, you can get it to the people that need to hear and see it. And it helps me get the message out there to the world, okay? So thank you for being here. Thank you for trusting me with your heart. Until next time, stay soft, stay powerful, and keep igniting your power and live the BS life. Oh, last but not least, I hope that you like my Ignite Your Power song, my intro and outro. I just want to do a quick shout out to my friend. I actually know him from college, Sean. He created this song personally just for me in this podcast. So go support his music as well. He is awesome. I will put it in the show notes below, but he goes by Quiz. So you can listen to that on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever. And it's pretty cool. So show me some love, show him some love. And yeah. So go and ignite your power and live the BS life. I love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!